好，感谢主。
Want to thank the Lord.
刚才呢，建华弟兄开始祷告。
Brother Jesse started praying.
他的祷告呢，里面呢，就包含着今天我要分享的内容。
So his prayer already included what I was going to preach this morning.
所以神的灵在我们中间哈，我们是同感一灵。
So we are all touched by the same spirit.
因为振华弟兄刚才祷告中就说我们什么我们亲眼看见。
So he already mentioned that it's with our own eyes that we have seen and with our own ears that we have heard.
这就是最真实的。
This is the true story.
我们亲身经历的。
This is our personal experience.
好，感谢主。今天呢，我也在这新的一年里面，我也谢谢这个孙牧师给我一个新的功课啊。
I'd like to thank Pastor Sun to give me a new lesson.
让我这个有一个翻译。
So this is a practice. So I have an interpreter today.
这有翻译讲到是不太一样的。
It's very different having a translator.
有时候要适可而止啊。
Sometimes I have to stop at the right time.
有时候真的停下来就不知道。下面该怎么接了
？And sometimes when I stop, I don't know how to pick it up again.
好，感谢主，那也请各位为我们祷告。
So please pray for us.
好，谢谢小平啊。好，我们先读今天的经文啊。
Let's read the scriptures.
在约翰一书，在新约圣经的约翰一书。
It's in First John, chapter one.
只有四节经文。
There are four passages.
好，约翰一书一到四节。我们同来同声开口朗读上帝宝贵的话语，请。论到从起初原有的生命，我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们喜乐充足。现在请英文。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim it to you, the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, as we write this to make our joy complete.
Oh, amen. 感谢主。今天在这个开始跟各位分享这个上帝宝贵的话之前呢，我也先祝各位新年快乐啊，平安喜乐。
Before I share my message this morning, I'd like to say a happy new year to everyone, and then I hope your coming year is filled with joy and peace.
我也送各位一副春联。
I'd like to give you a 春联。
Sorry. 我知道各位的心中所想啊，这个建华这个已经打出来了哈，我想一般世人呢，希望的春联是什么呢？上联应该是什么？我们中国人最喜欢的啊，生意兴隆通四海，财源茂盛达三江，这是我们中国人最喜欢的啊。那横批是什么呢？恭喜发财。可是呢，牧师啊不能够送这个春联给各位，牧师呢送这一副春联给各位啊。其实上这幅春联呢不是我写的哈，是一位以前有一位神的仆人叫做席圣摩牧师他所写的。上联是什么？新天新地新生命。春联是要从右边先读的廖牧师下午就教我们怎么样写春联啊。下联是什么？圣罪圣事圣鬼魔。横批呢，我的横批是靠主喜乐。事实上呢，这个可以调整的哈，你可以写靠主平安啊，你可以靠主得胜，都可以啊，就看看各位的这个想要是什么啊。这就是我送给各位的一副春联。那下午呢，可以请这个廖牧师亲笔写出来啊。 梁牧师这个毛笔字是真的是写得很好，一等一的。好，感谢神啊、抱歉忘记了，说着说着就忘记了，记得住吗？
Basically, Pastor Fang was saying that most of the times the Chinese greeting, especially in Chunlian, we always wish everybody prosperity. But as a pastor, this is what he's giving us, is the new heaven, new earth, and new life, and that we will win over sins, win over the world, and win over Satan. And then the most important thing across is that we will be, we will have joy in Jesus Christ.
Oh, 感谢主。哇，小兵的记忆真好。事实上我今天我的题目就是啊，是什么？喜乐充足的人生哈、啊。我相信这是我们最想要的哈、啊。我们所信的这位爱我们的耶稣呢，这位主呢，也是希望我们怎么样，一生充满了喜乐啊，一生充满了平安。可是我、抱歉。
My title today is the Joy-Filled Life, and I think this is something that everybody wants, and this is exactly the thing that also God will want us to have.
好，感谢主。我看这个小朋友站在我的前面，我才看得到他。啊，各位多多包涵了。刚才呢，已经跟各位说过，我们真实的听见，真实的看见。
We have just mentioned that we have truly heard and we have truly seen.
这位爱我们的主在我们的生命中所做的一切。
Jesus has done all of that in our life.
同样的，耶稣的门徒，他们也真实的什么？真实的听见主的话。
So we know that Jesus' disciples, they have heard him and they have seen him.
他们也真实的看过耶稣基督所行的一切神迹和奇事。
They have seen the miracles that Jesus has performed in person.
否则的话，彼得跟约翰他们在《使徒行传》里面他们传福音的时候
，Otherwise, Peter in Acts when they were preaching,
让众人看到他们的胆量。
They already testified their courage.
知道怎么样？他们原来是没有学问的渔夫啊。
You know that they were a fisherman that really did not receive much education.
可是因为他们身上的胆量，他们大开口大声传扬神的道，然后神出行出神迹奇事来。
Because the courage they have when they preach with power.
他们就认着嘛，认定他们跟过耶稣基督。
So they know that they have followed Jesus. They were disciples of Jesus Christ.
因为他们真实的嘛，跟耶稣生活在一起过。
Because they have followed Jesus and they have lived with him.
虽然呢，上面的人禁止他们再继续传耶稣。
Even though they were prohibited to preach Jesus.
尤其是传耶稣复活。
Especially his resurrection.
彼得约翰怎么回答他们呢？
So how did Peter and John reply to them?
说听从你们，不听从神。
So their answer was that listen to you but not obeying to God.
这在神面前是合理不合理的？
Is that reasonable in front of God?
你们自己考量。
You can think about it.
因为怎么？因为我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
Because we cannot stop what we have seen and what we have heard.
因为他们和耶稣基督有真实的什么？有生命的关系、生命的连接。
Because they have lived with Jesus and they know Him, they have experienced.
他们所经历的都是真千真万确、真真实实的。
What they have experienced is true.
他们一定要说啊。
They have to talk about it.
就如同我们认识的耶稣，我这位爱我们的救主一样。
Just like the same Jesus that we have known and who has loved us.
我们从他那里领到受到恩典。
We have received so much grace from him.
慈爱和怜悯。
Loving care.
他在我们生命里面的改变。
He has changed us.
我们不能不说。
We cannot stop talking about it.
我相信各位都有经历。
I believe all of us have this kind of experience.
这就是什么？这就是真实的生命的关系。
This is the real life relationship.
使徒约翰他写了约翰福音。
John wrote the book of John.
也写了约翰一二三书。
And he also wrote John first.
也写了启示录。
And also Revelations.
约翰一二三书和约翰福音其实是很相同的。
There's a lot of similarities between John 1, 2, and 3. And
尤其是一开始的时候。
Especially in the beginning.
强调什么？强调生命之道。
It has emphasized the word of life.
是他亲耳所听见，亲眼所看见。
Because that's what he has heard and what he has seen.
亲手摸过的。
And what he has touched as well.
各位还记得使徒约翰最喜欢做的一件事情是什么吗？
Do you remember what John liked to do the most?
他最喜欢贴近什么？耶稣的胸怀。
He's the one who always liked to like stay close to Jesus.
哇，这种感觉真好。
This is a very nice feeling.
我还记得，我们前一个月去山上 retreat.
I remember that last month we went to the mountains to retreat.
这个张毅弟兄跟冯静姊妹他们也参加了。
And the brother John. 张毅跟
张毅
yeah,
冯静
and Grace.
结果张毅呢，他就有一天晚上就把我拉到房间跟我讲话。
One night the brother took me aside and talked to me.
他说你的两个孩子不太一样哦。
He told me that your children were a little different.
我一听我是不是 something wrong?
I thought, is there anything wrong with them?
后来他说呢，他说你的孩子啊，居然在这么大的年纪啊。
Well, he told me that your children, even though they're at this age already,
还贴在你的身旁啊。
And they still want to be very close to you and clinging to you.
他说在美国好像很难看到这样的孩子。
It seems unusual that we see this kind of sight in this society.
其实我平常都没有注意到。
I didn't notice this like in my regular days.
结果经过他的提醒。
After he mentioned that,
我真的发觉哇，真的。哇，我的孩子真的是很爱我。
I just realized that how close I am to my children.
居然喜欢跟我这个挤在一起啊。
I'm honored that they're willing to be that close to me.
这就是心啊，哦。
This is
他的心，他的表现。
Yeah, this is how they express their love to us, to me.
就如同使徒约翰贴近耶稣的胸怀一样。
Just like how much disciple John liked to cling on to Jesus.
所以约翰在约翰福音里面他也这样写过。
So John wrote in the book of John.
事实上就是写他自己的见证。
So what he wrote was his own personal experience and his testimony.
各位有没有发现在约翰福音里面约翰常常不喜欢去写他的名字。
But we also noticed that John did not mention his own name too much.
他喜欢用什么？耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
He likes to use the disciple that Jesus loved instead of his own name.
那这句经文讲就是说，看见这事的那人，就做见证，在约翰福音的十九章三十五节。
So he said that he likes to the man who saw this as giving testimony and his testimony is true.
这给你看好了，这个可能你看得清楚一点。那个人是谁？就是约翰。
So who is that person? That person is John.
他的见证也是真的。
His testimony is true.
并且他知道自己所说的是真的。
And he knows that what he said was true.
叫你们可以信。
So that you can believe.
弟兄姐妹，真的，一切都是真实的。
It is true, my brothers and sisters.
如果我们心中还有怀疑，
If there's any doubt in our mind,
我们真的要好好的省思。
We need to reflect.
我们怀疑的是什么？
What are we doubting?
因为主已经在我们身上成就了这一切。
Because Jesus, God has accomplished all this in us.
我们已经得到救恩。
We have received salvation.
我们已得到了神的慈爱和怜悯。
We have received His love and compassion.
他改变了我们的生命。
He has changed us.
赐给我们一个新的生命。
He has given us a new life.
赐给我们平安喜乐。
And he has given us joy and peace.
这是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious gifts that
最真实的。
This is most true.
我们不能不信啊。
We cannot not believe.
我们不能不说。
We cannot not talk about it to other people.
最近我学到了一个怎么样做见证的方式。
Recently I learned a lesson how to give testimonies.
当我们碰到一个对象的时候，
When we encounter someone,
我们不能花太长的时间。
We shouldn't spend too much time.
用三分钟。
How about just use 3 minutes?
3 minutes，把你个人的见证讲出来。
Use 3 minutes to talk about your own personal testimony.
哇，3分钟啊，180秒。
180 seconds.
要怎么说呢
？How do you talk about your own personal testimony?
3 points.
Three points.
第一点。
The first one.
我过去是什么样的人
？What was I like before?
第二点。
Second point.
当我认识了耶稣，接受他为救主之后，我成为什么样的人？
What kind of person have I become after I received Jesus Christ?
我有什么样的改变？
How have I changed?
第三点就是我有什么样的改变？我现在成为什么样的人？
The third point is how I have changed and what kind of person have I become?
哦，各一分钟，三分钟。
So 1 minute for each point.
哦，这就是这个礼拜的 assignment 功课。
So this is the lesson that I learned this week.
我们要操练，操练，不断的操练。
So we need to continue to practice how to give.
因为我们所听见、所看见、所亲眼看见、所亲手摸过的，我们不能不做。
Because what we have seen, what we have heard, and what we have touched, we can not keep it to ourselves. We have to talk to people about it.
因为这是真实的嘛，真实的生命。
Because this is a life that is very true, very real.
亲眼看见，亲手摸过。
That we have seen personally and touched personally.
哇，这是发生在过去吧
？It happened in the past.
只有那些跟随耶稣的门徒，他们才有办法这样做吧
？Only the disciples that who have followed Jesus were able to do that.
我们可以看一些真实的例子。
We have some real examples that we can talk about.
事实上，其实不然，我们真的吧。我们真的也都经历过亲眼看见什么耶稣所行的一些真实的什么神迹，其实在我们的生命里面，在我们的生活里面。
So not just those disciples who have actually followed Jesus have those experiences. We ourselves in this life also have such personal experiences with Jesus.
刚才提过约翰，现在讲彼得。
Let's talk about Peter now.
在彼得后书的一章16节、17节，这边彼得他写过。
In Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 16.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。好，17节。我念完，抱歉。你先。
We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty.
好，十七节，他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him.From the majestic glory, saying, "This is my son, who I love; with him I am well pleased."
好，在这边彼得说他亲眼看见。
Here he mentioned that I have seen with my own eyes.
看见什么呢
？What did he see?
这就是发生在耶稣带着什么彼得、约翰、雅各上了变相山。
He was referring to when Jesus brought John, Peter, and James to the mountains.
各位还记得吗？在马太福音17章啊。
It、
到了山上之后呢，这个啊 ，sorry.
It was in Matthew chapter 17.
到了山上之后，怎么耶稣怎么样，变了什么，变了形象了。
So there, Jesus transformed himself.
全身怎么洁白什么发光
？He was shine. He was very bright and shining.
然后和以利亚和摩西怎么三个人开始 conversation.
And he was talking to Moses and Elijah.
他们真实的看见
，They saw
真实的经历
，They experienced that.
他们也听见什么听见天上的父神开始说话
，They also heard that.God the Father in heaven started talking to them.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son, who I loved.
谁真实摸过耶稣呢
？Who have actually touched Jesus?
我们一想就会想到什么？想到一个叫做多马的门徒。
Who will we think about? I think it's Thomas that has actually touched Jesus.
所以我们给他取了一个外号叫多疑的多马。
So we gave him a nickname that he's the doubtful Tom.
事实上呢，这是有点冤枉他哈。
But this is actually it doesn't do him justice.
我相信他可能比较有这个实事求是的精神。
I think he's actually someone who wants to just stick to the bottom of the truth.
他有真实的嘛，真实的摸到。
He wants to make sure.
所以当耶稣复活之后，向门徒显现。
So after Jesus risen from rose from the death,
耶稣对门徒说：“愿你们平安。”
And he told to the disciples that may peace be with you.
那时候门徒都吓坏了。
All the disciples were so scared.
以为耶稣是鬼魂呢。
They thought that was a ghost that appeared to them.
耶稣说：“你们不要害怕。”
Jesus told them that do not be afraid.
过来用你们的手来摸摸我的钉痕，手上的钉痕。
Come and touch my hand.
用你们手指头来探探我肋下的伤痕。
Use your fingers to touch my ribs.
他说：“鬼魂是什么？没有骨，没有肉的。”
Because ghosts do not have flesh or bones.
你们看，我是有的。
But I am a real person.
结果门徒就信了。
So the disciples believe that he has risen from the dead.
可是偏偏那一天多马不在。
But then that Thomas was not there that same day.
他不信。
So he did not believe that Jesus actually resurrected.
结果八天之后，耶稣又再跟门徒显现。
8 days later, Jesus appeared to his disciples again.
耶稣说：“愿你们平安。”
Jesus said that again, "May peace be with you."
耶稣说：“多马，你过来。”
And Jesus said, "Thomas, come over."
用你的手来摸摸我的手上的钉痕。
Use your hand to touch my hand.
用你的手来探探我肋下的伤痕。
Use your fingers to touch my ribs.
结果，圣经上没有写多马有没有去做。
We didn't know that if Thomas has actually did that.
事实上，多马应该做了。
But I guess that he may have done it.
因为耶稣说完这话之后呢，多马怎么回答
？Because after Jesus said that, do you remember what Thomas' answer was?
我的主，我的神。
He said, "My Lord, my God."
弟兄姐妹，多马真实的吗？真实的摸着了耶稣手上的钉痕。
Because Thomas has truly touched Jesus.
真实的摸着了，探着了耶稣肋下的伤痕。
He has truly touched the wound that Jesus has suffered.
结果耶稣就对多马说
：“So Jesus told Thomas,
你因为看见了才相信。
You have seen me and you believe me.
那没有看见就信的
，For those who did not see me and believed,
有福了。
They are blessed.
弟兄姐妹。”没有看见就信的有福了。
Brothers and sisters, we do not see but believe, we are greatly blessed.
事实上，我们没有亲眼看见，可是我们在灵里面怎么样？真的和耶稣在灵里面真实的吗？真实的看见。
Even though we did not see him with our own eyes, but we have truly seen him in our spirit.
因为有一次我也这样祷告啊，我也跟多马一样。
Every time I pray, and I pray just like Thomas.
我说：“耶稣，主啊，我要看到你手上的钉痕。”
Lord, I want to see the wound in your hand.
结果真的，我就看到了一只手上有钉痕的手。
And I truly can see that hand with the wound.
弟兄姐妹，真实的不能不说。
So brothers and sisters, we have to speak our experience, speak the real things that we have experienced in our lives.
弟兄姐妹。我们要怎么样才能够得着什么？得着这喜乐充满的神圣呢
？How do we obtain a life that is filled with joy？
不完全靠财源滚滚。
It's not relied on prosperity。
因为你有多少财富，不知道明天会怎么样。
We cannot count on our wealth because we don't know what will happen tomorrow。
最近如果各位有看新闻的话
，If you have paid attention to the news recently。
会看到有很多的大企业家。
We have noticed a lot of entrepreneurs and
不止在美国。
Not only in the United States，
在德国
，also in Germany，
或者说在其他的国家
，and in many other countries。
他们怎么样？他们都结束了自己的生命。
They have ended their life. All these great business people。
他们都很有钱。
They were very wealthy.
企业也做得很大。
They have big businesses.
都是几十亿、几百亿的美金了。
It's all in terms of billions and billions of dollars.
可是最后呢？
But at the end,
他们却自己结束了自己的生命。
They chose to terminate their lives.
所以财源滚滚不是福气啊。
So wealth is not necessarily a blessing.
得着这位主才是福气啊。
When we have Jesus, that's our true blessing.
怎么样能够得着主呢？
How do we receive Jesus?
就是要和他有真实的生命里面心灵上的真实的关系。
We need to have a true personal relationship with him.
这个亲密的关系是非常重要的。
We need to have that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
是没人可以夺去的。
Nobody can steal that from us.
就问在约翰福音十五章五节这边说，主耶稣说，抱歉，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
In the book of John, chapter 15, Jesus said that I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned.
好，我只念第一节哈，这个小平帮我念第二节哈。十五章六节呢，也就是说，人若不藏在耶稣里面呢，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。这边讲到说，一个亲密的关系就是和上帝和耶稣要有一个真实的亲密的关系。
So the intimate relationship we're talking about is that we need to have this relationship with our Jesus Christ.
只有我们只有连接在耶稣的生命上，
Only when our life is connected to His,
我们才能够得到真实的平安喜乐，
that we will receive true peace and joy,
得着爱怜悯，
and we will receive love and compassion,
我们才能够多结果子来荣耀他，
that we can bear many fruits and glorify Him.
这是我们真实的个人的和什么和主的关系。
This is the true personal relationship with our Lord.
当然我们有很多的方法，我们可以借着什么，借着读经，借着灵修，借着祷告。
There are many ways that we can establish this personal relationship is through reading the Bible, through prayer.
其实弟兄姐妹，牧师每个礼拜在这边跟各位分享。
Every week a pastor share the message with you.
标题大纲不一样。
Even though our title and our major section is a little different,
其实内容差不多了。
But the content is pretty much the same. The message is the same.
就是要各位读经祷告。
The purpose is that all of us wants to read God's word and pray.
没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
各位还记得上个礼拜的读经进度吗？教会的读经进度。还记得吧？
Do we all remember where we are as a church, our Bible reading?
谁可以告诉我从马太福音几章到几章？
Who can tell me where are we reading the scriptures?
这牧师今天没有预备奖品，这奖品在天上。也就是嘛，有就是我们照着嘛，照着我们每一天的日子啊，这样排下来啊，不会忘记。弟兄姐妹要读经呢。
We need to read the scriptures.
还有一种方式呢，事实上很帮助我们读经的，记住神的话语的。
There's another good way that we can remember God's words.
也是过去呢，耶和华神让每一位什么，每一位以色列王。
It's also the same method that God has asked all the Israeli kings
要做的事情。
That what they have to do.
什么事情
？What is it？
抄圣经。
We can copy the scriptures.
当我们在读圣经的时候，一句句把它抄下来。
As we read the Bible, we can also copy it down.
所以说，在《申命记》十七章这边讲到说，耶和华对以色列王怎么讲呢
？So in Deuteronomy, chapter 17,
第十八节
，in verse 18,
他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一份。
When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law.
好，十九节，存在他那里要平生诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees.
所以每一位以色列王呢，都要什么？都要抄一份圣经哦。
So every Israeli king, they have to copy the laws and the decrees that's given from the.
然后要保存下来，每天去读。
And they have to read it every day.
为什么耶和华要这样的规定呢？
Why does God give them such a rule to follow?
我相信一定有他的道理。
He has his reason.
弟兄姐妹，我们何妨我们也试试看
？How about we try the same method as well?
将神的话语不但是刻在纸上。
Not only that we copy God's word in paper,
也刻在我们的心板上。
And also inscribe that on our heart.
过去在南非的时候碰到一位弟兄。
In the past that in South Africa, I encountered a brother.
他真的每天早上起来就是抄圣经。
He truly gets up in the morning and writes down the Bible.
不是先吃早饭，先去做运动，先抄圣经。
He doesn't eat first or exercise first. He sits down, reads the Bible, and copy the Bible.
所以这个圣经的话也抄在他的心里面。
So he is able to remember the Bible in his heart.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
和上帝和耶稣有真实的生命上、心灵上的关系。
So Jesus is connected to God, and so should we.
我们就不能受到打搅。
We cannot be distracted.
我们常常会受到什么样的打搅呢？
How can we be distracted?
我们常常会受到和人的关系的打搅。
We are often distracted by the relationship with other people.
因为我们活在人群之中。
Because we live in the society.
当我们太注重人情关系的时候。
When we pay like too much attention to the relationship with other people,
有亲情
their family,
友情
friendship,
爱情
and love,
同情
and also sympathy,
感情
and then emotions,
交情
and also again friendship,
无情
and apathy,
绝情
total apathy.
所以我们中国人从古到今我们 有五种关系就是君臣父子夫妇兄弟朋友
So in Chinese in the tradition we always say that there are five relationships among people which is the emperor and its subordinate father and son husband and wife siblings and also friendship
所以我们常常活在这种各种各样的这个 人际关系里面
So we are bound in this like intricate interpersonal relationships
我们常常看重人的感情，人的交情。
A lot of times we may pay more attention and emphasize more with the relationship with people.
过于什么？看重跟神的感情，跟神的交情。
Even more so than the relationship we have got with God.
耶稣不是啊。
But not Jesus.
可是耶稣也是有血有肉、有感情的人。
But God, I mean Jesus is also a person with flesh and blood.
耶稣也会流泪啊。
Jesus also cries.
也会喜乐笑、啊、
And he also laughs, and just like a person.
可是主耶稣在跟对神上面、对真理上面怎么样？他不寻情面。
But Jesus pursue his relationship with God.
他不惧怕人。
He's not afraid of people.
他不偏袒任何人。
He's not partial.
他也不顾忌任何人的反应。
He emphasizes God more than he cares about people.
怎么说呢？有一天。
One day,
这个法利赛人跟一些想找耶稣麻烦的人来了。
There were some people, the Pharisees, and some people who were trying to find faults with Jesus.
他们先对耶稣说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实人。
”They say, "Teacher, we know that you're a very honest man."
并且诚诚实实的传神的道。
We know that you have preached God's word faithfully.
什么人你都不寻情面。
You don't look to the face of people.
因为你不看人的外貌。
Because you don't rely on the appearance of people.
现在请你告诉我们，我们要不要应不应该交税给该撒
？So tell us now that should we pay taxes to Caesar?
各位，我相信各位都知道耶稣怎么样去处理这个问题。
So I believe that we all know how Jesus handled this situation.
我所要强调的是，连这些人都知道的吧？耶稣的吧？不寻情面。
what I want to emphasize that even these people know how Jesus would he doesn't pay attention to what people's reactions were.
当耶稣有一天
at this one day
参加这个一个婚宴
Jesus went to attend a wedding.
在约翰福音的第二章哈
It was in the book of John, second chapter.
耶稣母亲对他说酒没有了
Jesus' mother told him that they ran out of wine.
耶稣的回答很奇妙
Jesus' answer was kind of strange.
耶稣怎么回答呢？
How did he answer?
他好像没有回答他母亲的答案呢、啊，问题啊。
It didn't seem like he responded to his mother's question directly.
他说：“妇人，我和你有什么相干呢？”
What he said was, "Oh, what do I have to do with you?"
我的时候还没有到。
My time has not come yet.
我要是不知情人在旁边听了，哇，你有什么样的感受
？If you don't know Jesus, how would you feel his answer?
事实上，他并不是跟他母亲没有感情啊。
It's not that he does not love his mother.
我们要注意下一句话。
We need to pay attention to the following verse.
耶稣说：“我的时候还没有到。”
He said that my time has not come.
是天父的时候还没有到。
Because God's time has not come yet.
有一天，耶稣正在对众人传讲这个在教导众人的时候。
Jesus was instructing the people one day.
耶稣说的口沫横飞的时候。
Jesus was very into the scriptures.
突然有人说，你的母亲和弟兄站在外面要跟你说话。
And then somebody reminded him that his mother and his brother was waiting outside for him.
哇，耶稣的回答就更，我不能说离谱哦，更不能接受。
And Jesus' response seems to be even more unacceptable in our standards.
耶稣说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？
Jesus answered that, "Who is my mother and who is my brother?"
哇，这个人居然六亲不认。
It seems like that he doesn't even recognize his own flesh.
事实上，我们要看下面的经文。
But again, we need to pay attention to the following scriptures.
耶稣接着伸手指向门徒说：“看哪、啊，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”
But he pointed to the people in front of him and said, "Look, my mothers and my brothers."
凡遵行我天父旨意的，就是我的母亲，就是我的弟兄，就是我的家人。
Whoever have obeyed my words are my mothers and my brothers and my family.
弟兄姐妹，真的，当我们在传讲神的话的时候
，truly when we are preaching the word of God,
有的时候真的不能不循曲面的。
A lot of times we have to stick to the scripture.
不能怕人的。
We cannot be afraid of man.
我们要什么？我们要体谅神的心意。
We need to understand God's purpose.
当然神的是爱的，是慈爱的神。
God is love and he's a loving God.
是怜悯的神。
He's a sympathetic God.
他让我们用慈爱和怜悯的方式来传讲他的话语。
He wants us to use love and compassion to preach his gospel.
要爱人。
We need to love people.
可是不能怕人。
But we cannot be afraid of people.
还有很多例子啊，这个这边大概不能一一跟各位讲了哈。
There are a lot of other examples we cannot all cite them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我所要强调就是要看重跟什么？跟上帝、跟耶稣的关系。
So what I want to emphasize that we need to pay extra attention to our relationship with God and Jesus.
而不要受着什么跟人情的关系的搅扰。
And not to be distracted by the relationship with people.
主耶稣是我们最好的榜样。
Jesus is our perfect example.
让我们好好学习。
Let's follow his example.
刚才我们所读的经文呢，想说传给你们的生命之道。
The verse we read just now it says the life of word that we preach to you.
也就是约翰一书的第一章第二节，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们的那永远的生命传给你们。
It's in First John chapter 1. It says that.That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked.
这永远的生命就是耶稣基督。
And this life is given from Jesus.
所以在马可福音跟马太福音呢，主耶稣对他的名说：“你们要什么？去传福音。”
So in the book of Matthew and Mark, Jesus also mentioned to his disciples that you have to go and preach to to the world.
事实上是去传亲眼、亲耳听见、亲眼看见、亲手摸过的耶稣基督的生命。
What they have to preach is to preach what they have seen, what they have heard, and what they have touched, the experience they have to all the people.
弟兄姐妹，当我们真实的从上帝、从耶稣那边领受了一个真实又活生生的生命的时候，
When we receive the life from Jesus, from God,
我们和他们有真实的关系，心灵上的相通的关系。
We have a true relationship with God.
这就是一个动力。
This is our motivation.
让我们能够靠着主，靠着耶稣。
That would enable us to rely on Jesus and to rely on God.
要去完成他所要我们做的事情。
So that we can accomplish that what He has purpose for us.
去年有一个名词，我相信各位都很清楚。这个名词我本来不太知道的。
There was a terminology that was quite popular last year.
几乎这个报纸上天天看到。
You probably saw it every day in the newspaper.
叫做 bailout.
It's called bailout.
我翻字典，这个好像不太容易解释。我相信各位都知道什么意思了，啊。可是我们基督徒呢，常常会有一个特别的名词。
Often a Christian would have also special terms or terminologies that we use.
叫做枯干。
It's called drain out.
就如同刚才我们读过的这个经文哈，里面有一个枯干的嘛，两个字嘛，对不对？人若不藏在我里面啊，约翰福音15:6，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
We saw that where it's in a different, it says that it withers. If we do not stay with Jesus, the branch is not stay with the vines, then it will wither and get burned.
哎，这真是让我这个看到，哎，枯干。
We saw that it's wither and drained.
灵命的枯干。
The drainage in our spiritual life.
为什么我们会灵命枯干？
Why does our spiritual life wither?
最近我也之前也看过一本书啊。
I read a book recently.
我的灯需要油。
My lamp needs oil.
灯没有油怎么样？就不能点了。
A lamp, the old lamp without oil cannot
就不能发光
了。Give light.
就不能发挥它的作用。
It doesn't have any use as a lamp.
如果灯没有油，也就是什么？也就像枯干一样。
So if a lamp without oil, it's just like it's a drained lamp. It doesn't have any usage.
我们的生命要怎么样才能够不枯干？
So how does our life does not drain out?
为什么会枯干？
Why does it drain out?
如果我们的生命跟上帝的生命跟耶稣生命有连接在一起，真实连接在一起，会枯干吗？
So if our life truly is connected to the life of Jesus, how could it drain out?
如果我们和他们心灵相通，时时刻刻与他们同在。我们会枯干吗？
So if we reside in Jesus all the time, our life would not drain out.
不会枯干的。
It will not.
反而会怎么样？反而会充满了仁爱、爱、喜乐、平安。
Our life, if it's truly connected to the life of Jesus, it will be filled with joy, peace, and love.
让我们生活有力量。
Let our lives to have power.
让我们服事有能力。
Let our service to have power.
而且不但是有能力，而且是欢喜快乐的去做。
Not just have the ability, but also with joy.
而且是不得不做，不得不做。
Because we are motivated to do it, we're not forced to do it.
因为我们里面充满了耶稣基督的爱。
Because in us it is filled with God's love.
给我们这种能力，给我们这种动力。
He has given us the power and the motivation to do it.
去活得更好。
That we can live a better life.
去活得更美。
That we can live a more beautiful life.
去侍奉得更喜乐，更合神的心意。
That we can serve with more power and according to His will.
根源在哪里？
Where is the source of power?
就是和上帝和耶稣有真实的 真实的生命上的连接和关系。
That we have to be truly connected to the source of power, which is our Jesus and our God.
上帝呼召我们每一位基督徒，和他有个别的关系。
God had called each one and, of us to have personal relationship with Him.
耶稣渴望与我们每一位有真实、甜美、亲密的时间。
Jesus craves to have a very intimate relationship with each one of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，牧师鼓励你每一天有一段时间，固定的一段时间。
So I encourage everyone to have a dedicated time every day.
我们能够操练的，能够操练今天今这今年教会的这个主题，进入幔内。
That we can exercise our goal for the church this year is to go into the tent.
安静在他的上帝的面前。
That we can be quiet in front of God.
注目耶稣基督。
That we will look upon Jesus Christ.
感受到圣灵的吧，圣灵的浇灌。
That we will experience Holy Spirit's presence.
能够写下来我们什么，我们灵修的心得。
That we can write down all the thoughts we have from reading the scriptures.
来作为印证。
And it will become a testimony later on.
如果我们真实的每天这样去做的话，
If we can practice this every day,
我们就会天天的活在什么？活在上帝的爱中。
We will be able to live in the presence of His love every day.
而且能够体会到，就同罗马书说的一样，圣灵将上帝的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
And we can also experience what's stated in the book of Rome that we can experience the life richly in us by Holy Spirit.
有了天父的爱，我们心中自然怎么充满喜乐，充满平安。
With God's love in us, we naturally would have lots of joy in our life.
而且能够结出圣灵的果子来。
And we can also bear spiritual fruits.
就不会再枯干了。
And our spiritual life will not wither.
弟兄姐妹。真正的认识，真正的和这位爱我们的上帝和耶稣有真实的关系。
So let's truly know our God and truly have a relationship with Him.
每一天
，every day，
每一天
，every day，
和他们紧紧的在一起
，connected with Him，
不要分开
，never separated。
因为一旦分开了，怎么样
？What happened when separated？
我们就什么都不能做了。
We cannot do anything.
弟兄姐妹，你想要过一个喜乐充足的人生吗？
My brothers and sisters, would you like to have a life that's filled with joy?
就是建立你和上帝和耶稣的关系。
In order to do that, we have to have established a personal relationship with Jesus.
让我们真实的用每一天里面的一段时间，固定的一段时间，我们来练习。
Let's all learn to separate a time, a dedicated time, to be with our God and learn to be with Him.
进入幔内。
That we will enter His tent.
幔内有谁呀、
Who is in the tent?
我们进入幔内要去认识、遇见谁呢
？Who do we want to meet over there?
要去认识谁？耶稣。
We want to know Jesus. We want to know God.
这是最真实的。
This is very true.
弟兄姐妹，神是烈火。
My brothers and sisters, God is fire.
这是在希伯来书十二章。
This is in, from Hebrews chapter 12.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
因为我们的上帝乃是烈火。
Because our God is fire.
神是烈火。
God is fire.
当烈火在我们里面的时候。
When fire is within us.
我们会怎么样
？What would happen to us?
我们也要燃烧起来。
We will burn with that fire.
上帝最不喜欢我们怎么样？
What doesn't God like about us?
不热。
He doesn't like us not to be cold or not hot.
不冷，不热。
We are neither cold nor hot.
上帝希望我们火热。
God wants us to be hot.
如果不冷不热会怎么样？
If we are neither cold neither hot,
他就要从他的嘴里吐出来。
He's going to throw us out of him.
弟兄姐妹，千万不要让上帝把你从他的嘴里吐出来。
Don't let our God throw us out of him.
让他把你将你含在他的嘴里。
Let us keep it within him.
让这个烈火也燃烧我们。
Let us be touched with the God's fire.
让我们真的能够体会他的心意。
Let us understand his will.
罗马书也说要心里火热。
In Romans, it also says that we should be fervent in our heart.
下面一句呢？
What is the following verse?
常常服侍主。
So that we can continue to serve him.
所以弟兄姐妹，真的圣经啊，真的是写的很有意思。
You know, God, the Bible is very interesting.
我们绝对要看下一句啊。
We have to keep reading it on.
因为答案通常在下一句。
Because usually you get the answers after you read it. You have to continue.
好，感谢神。真的，我相信神在我们弟兄姐妹身上都有一个心意。
I believe that God has a purpose for all of us.
上帝在这个教会也有个心意。
God has a purpose for our church as well.
又是新的一年。
This is a new year.
让我们得着。
Let us receive.
就如同这个春联说的一样。
Just like the 春联。
新天、新地、新生命。
New heaven, new earth, and new life.
胜罪、胜世、胜鬼魔。
That we have the power to win over sin, the world, and Satan.
把人际的关系、人情先摆在旁边。
That we will put aside the relationship with people.
专心来与神建立美好的关系。
And focus on building the relationship with God and Jesus.
每一天活在他的慈爱怜悯中。
And live every day in his loving care.
让他的恩典充满我们。
And be immersed in God's grace.
每一天喜乐充足的来侍奉他。
And rely on God to enjoy and serve Him in joy.
来见证上帝的荣耀。
And let's all testify His glory.
我们都是这个世界的希望。
We're the hope of this world.
各位同意吗？
Do you agree with me?
感谢主。好，用我们现在用一首诗歌来来回应今天主宝贵的话。
好 ，Let's sing。
师母上来帮忙，佳宇也帮忙，好，好，好。好，刚才呢，最后我跟各位分享到，上帝就是烈火啊。这个烈火呢，今天就要什么？就要。降在我们每一个人的生命里面，来帮助我们，来帮助我们每一位属神的儿女们，帮助我们胜罪、胜世、胜鬼魔，让我们真实得到了一个新的生命。愿主赐下他的灵火，让我们一同站立好吗？
主啊，赐下灵火，来拯救世上灵魂，建立圣洁的国度，属神的子民。赐下灵火，来满足我们需要，使我们心思正直，正在彼得神。
主啊，赐下灵火。
主啊，赐下灵火。 身就是丧灵魂，显明圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
主啊，赐下灵魂。
主啊，赐下灵魂，来满足我们需要。使我们心思正直，征战必得胜。
主啊，赐下灵活。
主啊，赐下灵活，来拯救世上灵魂，建立圣洁的国度，属神的子民。主啊，赐下灵魂，来满足我们需要，使我们心思正直，征战必得胜。愿火从天上降下，愿烈火焚烧我们的心，炼净我们一生，点燃我们一生。这是我的呼求，彰显你全能。主啊，焚烧除掉我们的罪孽，赐我烈火心之火，愿主烈火从天上降下。
主啊，赐下灵火。
主啊，赐下灵火，来拯救世上灵魂，建立圣洁的国度。属神的子民，主啊，赐下灵魂，来满足我们需要，使我们心思正直，征战必得胜。愿火从天上愿烈火焚烧我们的心，炼净我们一生，点燃我们一生。这是我的呼求，彰显你全能。主啊，焚烧除掉我们的罪孽，赐我烈火复兴之火，愿主烈火从天上降下， 愿火从天上降下，愿烈火焚烧我们的心，炼净我们一生，
点燃我们一生。这是我的呼求，彰显你全能。主啊，焚烧除掉我们的罪孽，赐我烈火复兴我国，愿主烈火从天上降下。请思行继续谈。弟兄姐妹，你真的希望这把烈火降下来吗？如果你真的希望的话，不是这种唱法。牧师说实话，不寻情面啊，真的。如果耶稣基督要降临在这里的话，现在就降临在这里的话，我们不是这种唱法。 主啊，帮助我们。烈火降下，点燃我们，燃烧我们。主啊，你时时刻刻与我们同在，你的同在就在这里。让我们敞开我们的心，让我们敞开我们的灵，不要看我们身旁的人。如果我们看人过于看神，你是没办法在我们山里面做工的。主啊，赐下灵火，
主啊，赐下灵火，来拯救世上灵魂，建立圣洁的国度，属神的子民。主啊，赐下灵火，来满足我们需要，使我们心思正直，征战必得胜。
愿火从天上降下，
愿火从天上降下，愿烈火焚烧我们的心，愿引我们一生，
我们一生，
这是我的呼求，彰显你全能。主啊，焚烧除掉我们的罪孽，赐我烈火，复兴之火，愿主烈火从天上降下。
愿火从天上降下，
愿火从天上降下，愿烈火焚烧我们的心，点燃我们一生，点燃我们一生，这是我的呼求，彰显你全能。主扫除掉我们的罪孽，赐我烈火，复兴之火，愿主烈火从天上降下。
是天父，这是我们的呼求，愿你从天上降华下烈火来，主啊，你灵火在我们里面焚烧，燃烧掉我们一切的罪恶，燃烧掉我们一切看重人情而不看重神情。主啊，扭转我们，主啊，帮助我们，主啊，建立我们，我们是属于你的子民。主啊，让我们每一天行事正直在你的面前。主啊，帮助我们征战得胜。主啊，我们有很多场征战要打，主啊，帮助我们一一的胜过。主啊，你过去帮助我们，现在仍然要帮助我们。主啊，带领我们胜过我们一切的仇敌，带我们越过，带我们越过一切的墙垣。主啊，带领我们进入那美好的迦南美地，你所赐给我们的牛奶与米之地。主啊，你是全能的主。主啊，我们要和你有真实的关系，我们要和你真的是连接在一起，因为离了你我们什么都不能做。我们本来是以为我们是 somebody， 当我们认识你之后，我们发觉我们是 nothing， not nobody。 可是主啊，你却是 everything。 主啊，得到你就得到一切，得着你就得着了喜乐充足的人生。主啊，新的一年，主啊，求你祝福我弟兄姐妹们在主的面前立定心志，我们要定睛在你的身上。 我们要亲近你，我们要真实的将你的话语刻在我们的心板上，将你的话语吃进去，然后再活出来。主啊，求你使用我们每一位，使用我们每一位，一个都不要漏掉。我们和你一同征战，我们和你一同得胜。谢谢主，这样的祷告感谢是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们，
阿们。
各位请坐。抱歉，我忘了下面该做什么了，太激动了。下面是唱啊，要祝福是吧？抱歉。好，今天牧师给各位的祝福呢，跟以前不太一样。在圣经上有很多祝福，在这个保罗的书信里面有很多祝福，在希伯来书十三章的20节21节，这边讲到说，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事。但愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远，阿们。好，一同站立，我们来唱三一颂。阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿各位请坐。